This is MUT Radio
Today
podcast.
We have an interview with an award-winning platinum-selling singer, actor, talent show judge, businesswoman, and performer. I'm talking about Ubusisiwe Twala, well known as Usizi. Welcome to MUT Top 30, Ubusisiwe. How are you doing?
Yes, ngiyakuzwa
mina. Yeah, welcome to MUT Top Daily. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic and yourself, and thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you. So tell us, who is Busisiwe?
I'm a singer, songwriter, actress, born in Ladysmith. My life of music really started when I was at church, and my big influence really came from my late older brother, who really loved R&B and listened to Brandy, Monica, and Leon, as well as my other sister, who was obsessed with Dolly Parton. So she played Dolly Parton every time she comes back from school. And I think that's where, like, the writing and falling in love with, like, the writing music, because it wasn't just a song, but it was like storytelling. And I think if you listen to all my music, it's very story-based, more than anything. And I think that's the one thing that helps me connect with, you know, my fans and people who listen to my music.
Okay. Well, as you mentioned now, Gutsi, you're from Ladysmith. You started music at a young age. So when you started doing music as a career, you know, sometimes we used to face some challenges when it comes to our. So I just want to know from you, Gutsi, when you started doing music as a career, I want to focus music. How was the family during that time? Is it was it Lula? My challenges? It's in it.
I think my mom has always been supportive of my career. So was my dad, but I mean, he obviously would have loved me to go into law and then pursue music as like a part time thing or another career separately. But
yeah,
nonetheless, my parents were very supportive, and I think in the beginning of my career, I used to wear like leotards and like bum shorts and all of that stuff. And my every time people criticize, she says, you know, the beautiful thing about my daughter is that that's the character of her career, but as an individual and as a child, she's got feeling and she's got loving. And I think the main thing is that they can only see me. So when you're not going to be doing the whole thing, kodwa inhliziyo yakho igcwele inkanuko understand nezinto ezingabisani nobunkolo. So my mom was like, because when my career took off, my dad had already been late, so he passed away. So my mom really always like stood for me, and you know, she gave me the courage to say, it doesn't really matter what people say, you know, because this is my God-given talent. And so I had great support from like my mom, my family, my older sister, who's now my manager at the House of Tom. So yes, it's really been great.
Nice one. So you started your journey. Then Samazo Sisi Sambona, waba ma role model yetu sabukela kuyena Sambona, ku TV actor, now waba a talent judge, nje businesswoman, umuntu esibukela kuyena. So I just want to know those past few years, how was the journey and ama challenges obhekene nawo in music industry abenjani?
Look, I think people have the perception that everything in life is smooth sailing. I mean, you're in a career right now, you've got challenges that you come across, but I don't necessarily look at those things and look back and think it was challenges. I think it was things that were meant to grow me as an individual. And I think if I didn't experience those challenges, people wouldn't have known the experience of the industry, the Amanda Akko, you know what I mean? So all of those things were just part of the journey to grow the individual that I am. And I think in the generation that we live in, young people have the perception that life is like a movie, all rosy, you know. But in any platform and in any scheme and in any pursuit, there will always be challenges. So those things I don't necessarily dress them up as challenges, but rather lessons that contribute to the VP that I am today, who is firm in who she is, knows who she is, knows what she brings on the table, and knows what she wants and doesn't want. So I think rather than challenges or maybe failures, I would say life lessons more than anything.
Nice one. I wish I as well. So, on the 29th of July 2025, Umane was blessed with an album, Ubusisiwe 2.0. Tell us the story behind the album and it houses how many tracks?
It's a 14-track album, and I've worked with, you know, you're an artist, Boy P, Hikes, Praise, and one artist from Tanzania. And we did a song with her called Running, which is doing phenomenal in Nigeria, in Tanzania. Then I've done two songs in the album with Melody Apile. I think a lot of people know her as Kokomele Onyekanti.
Exactly.
Amen. And Ikumbimeko. Konakele. And I also worked with Izuko. And we did a song called Living Fast Kaiser. So it's been really amazing to put together this album. And I think the reason why I put this album title, the BCC 2.0, is because I've always said that audiobooks, I now feel like I've turned the chapter, especially with people that follow my music, that have grieved, that have lost, that have grown. I feel like now you're in the space where we are looking back and we are thanking God and we are dancing and we are falling in love. And so it's just a way of showing people that you can never be afraid to start over. I think about the running, you've got the fear of the unknown. If I walk out of certain situations, will I be able to start over? Will I be great? And I think the biggest lesson that I've learned is to know that at the end of the day, I am the one who holds the talent, which means if I continue to make music, you know, I will continue to grow. And that my dreams don't have to die with how the world sees me or defines me or how far they think I can go as an individual.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for now, I just want to know from you, Uguti, tell us more about the song Konakele. You already mentioned Uguti feature Shebani Kiona. So tell us more about it, the story behind the song.
So this song is like a two-part story. I speak about the main theme in the song is obviously betrayal. You know what I mean? Konakele, it means gate track to an individual. And they broke that trust. And so I think in Shabin, we've all come across situations where we felt betrayed by an individual. My perspective of the story is of like a general conversation of betrayal of trust. Mine is about money, betrayal of trust between friends when it comes to money or business partners, whatever the case is. Now, maybe it speaks more about the betrayal from a loved one, you know what I mean? So we both portrayed those two stories based maybe on like other people's experiences or our own experiences. And that's how the song came together, you know. So they're not going to show one. Go be a
Kabiran. Yeah. And eskanzisa manje siyagodrua man, but ke siphethe wena ke on the side, hayi uyasibusisa man, uyasiguguzela, uyasikhuthaza, uyasiduduza. Kade ngena lana ngingene ngengoma yakho ethi nguwe. Tell us more about the track eyokugcina lengikubuza kona.
Yeah. Which track?
Nguwe.
Nguwe, okay, please keep your fantasy. It really is just like a gone girl. However, she's not sure where the relationship is going. One thing about cheating is easy, I think. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so they told me to know, I know. Yeah, that's what it's going to mind. And then that's why I think we were also the case of Suzanne. So even though the Muslim has hurt her, she still feels that she took some time that, and she holds space to him in her heart, you know? And it really is just, it's like really generally just is about loving someone, but it's almost like they're not sure, you know, if they will see as a forever, you know? So, and she speaks about like a broken heart. So,
Thank you. Nice one. So as we Women's Month, and today we are celebrating Abantu Besifazane, I just want to say to you, Happy Women's Day. Nakho konke okufisayo noyifisela khona kwenzeke, ngoba sibukela kwena. Nathi sabantu besilisa sibukela kwena, nabesifazane nabo babukela kwena, everyone ubukela kwena because wenza kahle kakhulu. So for now, I just want you to talk with umntwana wentombazane oseres olalele njengamanje iredo leya la ecampus ukuthi asiphathe kanjani. Say something to her as a Women's Day namhlanje.
I think the most I'm on a phone. So I'm apologize for that. It is that comes with the being a woman, you're a mom. So my son just came up to me that mom is my mom. And I think all the things he's been
I collect, don't worry.
Yeah, to a young girl, making deep self-love, I think I'm always trying to do the most of that. You're selfish with yourself. And number two, it is important who you choose as a life partner, because no, you're moving because the person becomes the person you spend so much of your time with, and that is a person that speaks negatively upon your life. You will start believing those things about yourself. So choose the right person. Number three, please wait until you have children, because I always say this is Uguba Nemplana is more of a permanent commitment than marriage is. I always would say I would choose to get married four times and not have children four times. You know what I mean? Because once that person has walked out of my life, I can't unhave that child. They become a part of me forever. We are tied. Whether I love them or I don't love them, whether they are a horrible human being or not, I am now tied to the hip with this person. So those would be the three things. And just lastly, focus on school. You know what I mean? I think social media is given the perception that it's easy to zilula. And so I think that's why I want to be spazana banyana banyana. Bafuna ukuthatha ama-shortcut ukufika kule mpilo abayilangazelelayo. And I think nama-role model aba bawakhethayo akubona kwesinye isikhathi abantu ongathi ubukelela kubona ekumuntu wesifazane, lento ezokwakha wena njengomama wakusasa noma unkosikazi wakusasa noma ubusiness woman wakusasa. So kubalulekile konke lokho kuyi-information that is absorbed by your brain, and for some reason you will act it out without even knowing ukuthi uyayiphila lento lehlezi uyayihalela and continue. And social media, lastly, social media is brain rot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I spend less time on social media and more on the things that you really want to achieve, instead of watching people fake achieving so many things in their life.
Okay, nice one. Ameni is out music video akhona, and is one of the tracks ekhona kulokhunjana kwi album yakho Busisiwe 2.0. So can we expect more music videos from your album?
I mean, definitely. I mean, I think when Kuluma Mutinium was at this point, I'm starting to feel like I'm going to have a visual album, because there's so many good songs, and I think that's why the album was dropped. We're not really sure if we want to pick a specific song.
Yeah.
A lead single, because all of the songs are so good. So, yes, definitely people must look out for more music videos, more music, and it's like the last 2 weeks in spring, spring, the 29th of November coming up. I'm a TV Cafe corner with Pickett Street.
Thank you so much for your time. So before Ngik Dedela, tell us if someone wants to get in touch with you, Tapufunuk Followisha or something, how can they find you?
Dalang Mandela ku Instagram is CC Worldwide, Twitter is CC _, Facebook page is CCC, which is CICI, and then TikTok is CC Worldwide in the corner. And then for my booking, then PR management yami is booking@thehouseofpump.co.za. That's booking@thehouseofpump.co.za.
All right, thank you so much for your time. Before Ngik Dedela, I have a famous question. The question le kumele uyiphendule before Ngik Dedela uhambe. So from you, I just want to know ukuthi usisi, she is in a relationship, ushadile ithini into yakhe, ithini into yakhe? Sitshele nje, ngiyakuthatha ngikufaka ku spotlight ke manje.
It's important to choose your life partner. That should give you a clue. Who you choose as a life partner. And I think I've also been very selfish with like having a child with anybody outside of wedlock. And not saying that anyone who does do that, that it's a judgment. I think that for me it was like a personal choice. So I think that should be able to answer you.
Hi, lalel iphenduke uyiphendulile nje ongazange shothi akanazi indlebe. Thank you so much for your exactly uyaganga nonsense. Thank you so much for your time. Sabonga ukuthi uthathe isikhathi sakho ukukhuluma nathi, and sikufisela konke okuhle sifisela kona nawe kwi album yakho ukuthi konke kuhambe kahle.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu, nibe nesuku elihle. Kube bonke abantu besifazane, Happy Women's Day.
Siyababongela, thank you so much. Bye. That was
Unity Radio Podcast.